Hi, I'm Margaret Feinberg, and this is The Joycast. This season, we're diving into the book of James, offering devotionals in each of these short episodes in order to encourage you to dive into God's Word and discover the wonder of Scripture. I've recently released a brand new Bible study, James, What You Do Matters. And it gives you 5 sessions to dive into James and look at it in ways you've never seen before. But today, we want to center in on one particular verse found in James chapter 5, verse 12. And it says this, "Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned." Has someone ever told you something that sounded too good to be true? Have you ever listened to someone's story and thought, there's no way that really happened? Have you ever heard someone talk about their investment and thought, that sounds a little sketchy? Sometimes when we hear stories of other people getting duped, we quietly think that that could never happen to us until it does. I recently placed an order online through a third-party seller. When I reached out about the damaged product I received, the third party emailed me the phone number. The customer service agent said they needed my credit card information in order to issue the refund. I read off every last digit, including the security code, expiration date, and mailing address. The agent assured me that the refund would appear in 3 to 5 days. Well, those funds never appeared. Several frustrating calls later, I realized I had been duped. The third-party seller was a scammer who set up a fake phone line pretending to be an agent of the parent company. That person enjoyed a fabulous shopping spree overseas using my credit card. I had fallen for the scammer's lies. When someone takes advantage of us, it's easy to identify their exaggerations and false promises afterwards. Yet we live in a culture where telling fibs and omitting details is becoming increasingly common and sometimes hard to identify. Often, this tendency starts as a child. We complain of a stomach ache in order to avoid school. We claim to have completed our homework when we haven't even started. As adults, we refine our ability to hide the truth. We learn to talk around the question when someone asks if what they're wearing is ill-fitting or unattractive. We omit elements from our resume in order to advance our careers. We learn an innocuous fib that we can tell to escape commitments we should have never made. And we justify our behavior because everyone around us often does it too. James admonishes that above all else, do not swear in James 5:12. Now, he's not telling us not to cuss or say naughty words, though that is pretty good advice. Rather, he speaks of the swearing of oaths. Today, when we think of a swearing in, the courtroom often comes to mind. The image of a witness placing their hand on a Bible and promising to only speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. In antiquity, the swearing of oaths was far more common and involved invoking something valuable or sacred to guarantee trustworthiness. Some swore on the name of God or on their family's name or health or livelihood. If what they said was true and it turned out not to be, then it called into question the person or the very thing they had sworn in. This is the reasoning behind the command, "Do not swear falsely by my name and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord," as it says in Leviticus 9:12. In the Hebrew scriptures, all swearing was not forbidden, just false swearing. Jesus addresses this issue in Matthew 5:33-37, one of the other overlays of where James' statements are parallel to what Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says, "Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, 'Do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made.' But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot even make one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. Of course, Jesus doesn't mean that the oaths made by Paul or God are wrong. He's confronting our complex layers of partial truths, our sly wording, our detail avoidance, in order to convince people of one thing when we want and we really mean something else. Jesus and James teach that as Christ followers, our words should be so consistent and trustworthy that we don't need to make an oath at all. When have you been tempted to exaggerate in order to make your life seem better than it is? When have you offered overly generous compliments in order to win someone's trust or affection? When have you spun the conversation to make yourself look good and someone else less flattering? When have you left out details to protect your reputation, your job, your future? We must learn to keep our responses honest, simple, straightforward, and beautiful. I hope you'll join me next week for our next episode of The Joycast.